Kirby and Josh.
Yeah, that's us done for a Thursday.
A winning Thursday.
Well, hopefully by the time people listen to this, we'll be loaded.
Rich peeps running the street.
I try not to get too excited because it's just a letdown if you lose.
Mm.
You know, like it's an actual empty feeling. Like I'm like, oh.
Is that, well, this is, we're talking about the Powerball.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And Josh is like third love in his world. Because I've never had that feeling, because I've never been part of the Powerball, never bought a ticket, never done any of that.
I want you to go and look at a house that you could afford.
Tonight. I just want a car.
Well, there you go. Have a drink. Have a look at those cars.
Okay.
Look at all the nice parts about
Ooh,
it.
Lovely.
Feel yourself in that car.
Nice fresh aircon, because that's what I need come summer.
Oh, no, I hate the smell of a new car.
Really?
Nah, it's no, it's weird.
I honestly just want aircon. I can't go through another summer without it.
Anyway, we get the man on responsible for organising the Powerball Syndicate. It's actually a good chat with him, our boss.
We talked about whenever you missed a celebration after I missed my own bloody ice cream cake. Not happy about it.
Filthy.
Well, that's just not fair. I'm the biggest birthday person going around.
Oh, no. I mean, like, you're one of those people that's going to be like, oh, only 364 days. I don't know what
Not that bad. At least I celebrate mine. Yeah. You'd rather know you didn't exist on your day.
No, not that. I just like it.
Was I born at all?
It's such a weird thing to people like, look at me. Look at me.
No. No, it's not. It's a comfortable thing.
No, I don't reckon. You can catch it all right now on the podcast.
Great weekend for someone's birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to all those that are celebrating on Saturday and Sunday.
Including?
Yourself, yes, I know. Herbie's one of those people that, a long way out, I feel like it was a month ago when we
you got to look forward to something. And I think this is a key trait of, I'm not really into the star signs, but Leos, I think we are a month where we may like a little bit of attention on us.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not afraid of saying it out loud. I like to be the center of attention.
Yeah, absolutely. You love it.
I love it.
Good on you.
And I'll let other people have their time, but I will also pop back on for an encore, you know?
That's it.
They can go, and then I'll come back.
I've never seen someone get so involved in another person's conversation, even if it's on the other side of the building. Like, you know, I could be chatting to Bilbo from promotions.
Oh,
and
but you guys
all
have
the way come around, and somehow you're in the conversation.
Because I know what you do. You guys plan for me to leave, and you have this little coding that goes on through the window, so I know I've got to sneak back in and just involve myself, otherwise I get left out.
The other day you answered questions for me on my behalf. I didn't even have to answer them.
It's because you don't include me. There's some way I've got to involve myself, and I'm happy and confident in myself to do so.
So we celebrated your birthday very early, and it was today.
Which I will say thank you. I really appreciate it. Big surprise. Didn't expect it on a Thursday.
Is it the only surprise? That's the thing.
Josh. Don't do that because I know you're lying.
Yeah.
But we did have pizza. The whole office came together. And then I've been telling you my favourite cake in a lead up, really dropping the hints that I love ice cream cake.
Yeah, the Freddo one. It seems to be a lot of people's favourite cake. I think Adam from the newsroom loves it.
It's delightful. Out of the ice cream cakes that you can get from your Woolies or Coles, it's the best.
And underrated too.
Mm. Like I'll go a Viennetta, but that's more a snack. It's quite small.
Yeah, and it's gotten smaller, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah,
remember
definitely.
It used to be really thick with the chocolate in there.
Nah, they've really cut down on that. Oh. And then there's the Neapolitan one. I mean,
nah, not a fan of that. Just have
that's
ice cream.
Just, yeah, don't go that. But the Freddo one, the colours, the little Freddo heads, the taste, yum.
Now, so this is the problem though. Because you didn't actually get to cut your cake.
I wasn't even there when they did cut the cake. That's I saw the cake on the bench.
Yeah.
And then I had to come check something with you.
Yeah.
Came back. Cake's been cut.
Massive wedge out of it. I'm hoping that it was a couple of people.
Wait, if it's not a couple of people, it's not your birthday. Relax, that's my cake.
No, yeah. Don't you usually sing happy birthday around the cake?
That's the thing. Didn't even get that. Didn't get the sing. Mm. The song. I mean, I've missed my own celebration.
Confident person to just start cutting someone's cake up.
Isn't it? Like you'd expect that from me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But for someone like myself who loves a celebration, to miss my own celebration, I've got to wait a whole another year for this.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not happy about it.
5223295 Did you miss the celebration?
Yeah, maybe it wasn't the cutting the cake and maybe it was a bit bigger like your birthday or maybe a wedding. Even the reception, did you miss your own?
Well, that's right. That lady that did her knee in the start of the reception.
And then she, like, you pay so much money for that and you miss your own celebration.
She's in the hospital.
Blimey, that's worse than mine, I guess.
I reckon. But let us know. 52-232-955. Did you miss celebration? Whatever it might have been, we'd love to hear from you. Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955. Good afternoon, Geelong, the Surf Coast. Asking the question, Herbie, did you miss your celebration?
Yeah. It's my early birthday celebration today in the office. Thank you very much again. Appreciate it. Pizza and cake for me.
What a combo, too.
Lovely. Freddo ice cream cake. Only bad part about it is they cut the cake and ate the cake without me.
Yeah, no happy birthday.
No song. And who do you think? Who are you thinking in the office?
Oh, I'm not going to say it on there because we're on in the studio today, so everyone can hear it. So I'm not going to make any accusations, but I think I know.
Okay.
52-232-955. Did you miss the celebrations, Faye? It was actually your mum.
Yeah, it was her 11th birthday. She was one of 11 kids, so having a birthday party was pretty, exciting and very rare. They organised one. They were outside playing. Before the birthday cake, she tripped over a barbed wire fence and cut her throat open. had to go to hospital, but they continued the party without her and sang happy birthday without her there and had her cake.
Did anyone take some in for it, this poor lady?
Nah, she missed out.
Be out of cake if you damage your throat.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, poor. Well, you think you could put it in the freezer.
Save it for later. At least, you should be away all that year. We do have Sarah from Belmont. Did you miss the celebration?
I sure did.
What was it? What was the celebration?
You wouldn't believe it. I missed the first grand final we had, Geelong had, in years.
In 07?
In 07.
Ooh, what were you doing?
I was in Queensland. Started off on a holiday, ended up staying up there for a bit longer than intended. And, Geelong won the granny, and up there no one watches the AFL.
No, you're correct there.
Well, that's your own fault.
I was about to say, when in 09, I flew back from Tassie, made Mum cut out holiday short, said, why have you taken me over here? Saints have made it finally.
Yeah, don't book holidays during the final series.
It's a risky territory. And we do have Sam. Did you miss your celebration?
Yeah, I did, actually. It was my 30th birthday. It's in July, so I've only just had my 34th birthday. And July's always pretty crappy weather, so I was like, I'll put a tarp up in a Bogola area there and managed to fall off the roof 2 metres and break my back, basically. I fractured my back in 3 places and they partied on without me.
Oh, wait. No.
Is your back okay now?
It's okay now, but it's still quite painful every so often. But I just got to live with it, basically.
And so they had a rager.
I'm very lucky. Sorry?
So they had a rager without you?
Well, I told them to because I had everything ready, like 150 jelly shots, food, alcohol, and I'm like, don't let it go to waste. Like, I just spent like $800.
And you set up the marquee,
You've done the hard yards.
Yeah.
Don't even get a jelly shot to follow.
I did have a second 30th, but that didn't plan out too good with the second 30th as well, so that was quite eventful. But
all right, maybe it sounds memorable. Like don't have a birthday anytime soon. I'm just going up your luck.
Just cancel the 3-0.
30 wasn't a good year for you, that's for sure. Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. Ooh. On K-Rock
955. Herbie and Josh's hot feet. Hot.
Alrighty, Herbie, how are you?
Very good, thanks, Josh.
We were just speaking before, this week's edition is based on video games. So an original Super Mario Brothers game, it's like a very old game, has just sold for $2.17 million Australian dollars.
That is ridiculous.
Making it the highest ever bought video game in the world.
I can see a lot of people this weekend heading out to op shops, going through video games now, going, maybe there's some gold here.
Maybe there is. Maybe there's just some around your house.
How old would
it
be?
The thing is, I was looking at this the other day because I was like, thinking about Mario Kart on 64.
Yeah.
And I was like, how much is a 64 these days? $400 for some of the... You can buy a Switch, which is the brand new one, for less.
People love old school. They love vintage. Look at it. It's vintage.
Alrighty, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you right now into the hot seat. Herbie, joining us from Torquay, turning 28 this weekend on Sunday.
I am, Joshua.
Wayne and Trish, very proud of it, potentially. All right, Herbs, first question. What was the first ever video console? Was it A, you're about to answer the question. I'm going to give you some options.
Yeah, I'd rather options. Thanks, Josh.
Was it A, the Ping-O-Tronic?
No.
Was it B, the Odyssey? Was it C, Video Sport?
No.
Or was it the Electro Tennis?
Thinking B and D.
Do you want to go 50-50?
Are you allowing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's B or D.
Oh! How good am I to think of that?
Doing very well.
What was...
It's funny because you never go A.
Yeah. Because so, it's B or D.
Yeah.
What was B again?
The Odyssey or the Electro Tennis?
I'm thinking D, so, thanks, tennis.
You thinking D?
Yes.
Odyssey, created in 1972.
Herbie!
Its launch price was about $600 these days. They sold 350,000 units as well.
Wow.
All right, let's move to the next one. What is the highest ever grossing game? So how many they've sold over
okay,
the journey?
Okay.
Is it A, Tetris? B, Minecraft?
Ooh, people love that.
C, Grand Theft Auto? Oh. Or an amalgamation of the red, blue, green and yellow Pokemon?
Nah.
So that's over the journey of, like, obviously Game Boy onto whatever device they're still on now.
The Mario one?
Yeah.
Still don't like it. I'm thinking between B and C. Minecraft is huge, but Tetris was big in its day and still around. I'm going to go with, you just say I don't like it, I'm going to go with A.
What was that?
Tetris.
Congratulations. It was.
Woo!
500 million copies released in 1984.
It is a good game because it has an age, you know. You can still play it today.
You can. You can. That's why it sold so many copies.
Are you a Minecraft guy?
No. Don't get it. Don't understand it.
People love it.
They do. They do indeed. They love video games. That's why I'm asking the last question. How many people are currently playing online video games?
Oh, is man, it? Man, that's a lot.
A. 1.99 billion.
Okay, well.
B, 2.26 billion, 2.55 billion, or 2.81 billion.
Oh, my giddy aunt.
It's a lot of people.
It's one of the twos. Because what's Twitch these days? You can watch people play video games.
Yeah, you that can. App.
That's just ridiculous. I will lock in... I'm going to lock in C.
Oh, I thought you were going to say D there.
I was going to say D.
Yeah, it is. 2.81 billion people have online accounts. That's incredible, isn't it?
Get a life, I'd say.
All right, fair enough.
Coming out from 3pm, Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Earlier this week, regional Victoria was very fortunate enough to come out of lockdown.
Yeah, I know. That's great, wasn't it?
And it's a bit nerve-wracking because we know we could go back in any minute.
That's true. You know,
takes one case and we could go back in. But what the government and what we're hearing from not just the government but the scientists is that the only way out of these lockdowns for Australia is to get the population, majority of it, vaccinated.
Yeah, to 70% or something
like that. Yeah, they're working towards that. Yeah. Which many people we know in the office here, they're getting vaccinated. Chandra, who's doing the news, she got her first AZ jab yesterday.
Yeah, our CEO just sent us a thing saying if you get the vaccine, you can, you know, if you're sick, you can take a day off, no worries.
Which is amazing, and we're That's very fortunate we have that. And you can't miss the message at the moment that everyone wants other people to get vaccinated. And I think it's the right thing to do. If you're worried about it, you can go to your doctor and you just can get a consult with them and ask questions.
Yeah, for sure.
But I do think Australia's missing the mark a little bit when it comes to our vaccination campaigns.
Yeah, well, I saw that one, which I wasn't sure if it really got released with the girl on the ventilator.
Yes, well, it didn't, then it did, and I don't know if they've taken it back. But it's online still.
Yeah.
It's basically, if you haven't seen it, it is of a young female who is having a lot of trouble breathing. So it's literally like, and... Quite, yeah, as you said, confronting. And I guess, yes, we have to see the impact that COVID can have on an individual. But also there's got to be ways where you've got to get people's attention.
Get them excited about it, you know.
And there's some countries where I think they're doing just that. They're telling you, yes, COVID's dangerous. But they're also saying, get vaccinated. It's fun. And Singapore's one of them because they've actually gone and enlisted the help of an old sitcom, a character from an old sitcom back in the early 90s.
Right.
And they've brought him back for a particular reason, and that is to help get the country vaccinated, and this is their campaign.
The vaccine is not anyhow wet, and against COVID, it will protect Singapore. Don't wait and see. Better get your shot. Steady boom, BP.
Very catchy.
How good's that? You and I were listening to it off air. We're both moving our hips.
Well, when you first played it, I thought, is that like an ad for Fanta? I was like, it sounds like a really fun sort of vibe. You know when they like open up a bottle of fun?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, that sounds like something, yeah.
Not Fanta.
It was the ad game. No.
It is for a vaccine. And it breaks it down because it comes in from another character from the show. She pops in, so she's a little bit scared.
Yeah.
I'm nervous. He describes it, but it's all happy. It's all positive because I think there's so much negativity brought around this pandemic.
That's so true.
But this is what we need. So I don't think you and I are the ones who are going to be able to create this.
No, but someone does.
Someone needs to. Like, honestly. Like,
what's
you and I have.
You're not going to get Neighbours stars on there, are you? I mean, what? You could get Delta.
She's very free at the moment. She's not on The Voice. I would say, and I reckon many Australians would agree with this, Kath and Kim.
Well,
they say it.
Put it in writing.
Oh, I'd get jabbed every day of the week if they were doing the ad.
Fair enough. That's a very good sort of thing.
Driving home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
I don't want to alarm anyone, but K-Rock could be off the air tomorrow.
100%. I normally would disagree with you, but now that I'm involved in this situation,
yeah,
I agree. Because you say this every week.
That's right. The Powerball is tonight. It's $80 million, and we've organised a syndicate for the first time ever.
Well, this is huge. I would have thought you would have been the guy behind it because you love Powerball.
Yeah, don't I like sharing, though. That's
Georgie Cat Powerball would be your orders of love.
The man behind the syndicate is this man.
The biggest. The baddest. Big Bad Barry.
There he is, welcoming you to the studio. We're saying for the first time because it's the first time we've got to play that.
Exactly.
But our boss, Barry, just to introduce you to Barry, this is his list of his CV. You can find this on LinkedIn. accepted into Mensa. He has a pilot's license. Was the original TV marriage.
Yes.
On A Current Affair.
He was.
Up in Townsville. Has his own business. A cool brown leather jacket. Welcome, Big Bad Barry.
Where did you get this information? That's not on my LinkedIn profile.
It is. We've seen your LinkedIn, Barry.
Man, I feel like I've...
That's a nice CV.
It is a good CV.
But I was going to say punching above his weight in regards to his wife. But then you listen to that and you're like, oh.
I know, I'm definitely punching above the weight.
No, he's punching. Have you seen Ella?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's 100% punching.
That's pretty impressive.
It's impressive.
If you told your dad about, like, hey, this is a guy I'm bringing home, and you read that out to Wayne, he'd be like... Jeez. Okay. Herbie's really...
Herbie's punching about her way.
Now, Barry, we've got you in here because tonight a big thing is happening for The Office. Yeah.
Well, this is a big thing in both your lives, I should point out, because every week it doesn't matter on the day, actually, you guys will discuss what's coming up normally on a Thursday, I think it is, which is the Powerball.
Huge one tonight, $80 million.
You've got to be in it.
I think so, too.
But this is the thing... I've never been in it, but you guys live for the Powerball.
Well, you jumped in it straight away. You hand up.
Exactly. You were the first one there.
No, I wasn't.
Who made you in charge of syndicates, first of all?
I think it's in my job description, in charge of Herbie and Josh and Powerball syndicates.
Well done. And for a very smart guy, we heard you're in Mensa. You know the odds of Powerball.
Oh, I know the odds, yeah. It's like 131 million to one or something.
But then why do you do it?
Because it's the thrill of the game. Why does anybody gamble, bet?
This is true. Obviously, responsibly, of course.
Yeah. Say we do win, which is obviously, as we heard, 136 million to one chance. What is the protocol? Do we have to come into work tomorrow?
I think you probably should come in.
If we were breakfast, he'd let us have the day off.
Do they even come in at all?
I don't know. We haven't seen him for weeks.
What do they do?
All right, Barry. What we wanted to do was, because obviously you're such a smart guy, you know the odds of Powerball. How well do you know other things in life, like the odds of like chance happening with certain events? So we're going to put you to the test.
Oh, okay. I like a good test. Here we go.
You are in Mensa.
Yeah, here we go.
All right. Big Bad Barry. Start with a grim one. What's more likely, to die in an on-the-job accident or being murdered just in general?
Dying from an on-the-work accident or being murdered in general? What's the odds of one of them happening over the other?
Which one? Yeah, which one's better?
I'd
Would
probably say being murdered.
Is going to happen more often?
Yeah.
Correct. 1 in 18,000.
Jeez, I would have gone the other way.
No, 1 in 48,000, that one.
Jeez, okay, interesting.
Good to have a job. Next one. What's most likely, winning an Academy Award or becoming a pro athlete?
I'd say winning an Academy Award.
Yes, correct.
Oh, jeez.
But you wouldn't think by that much. 1 in 11,000 for the Academy Award and 1 in 22,000.
Jeez, still a chance.
We could get there. What's more likely, finding out your child is a genius or dating a millionaire?
What's more likely, finding out your child is a genius?
So your dad experienced this with you, obviously.
Or dating a millionaire. I'd probably say the second one.
Dating a millionaire.
Is more likely.
Yeah. What do I get? What's the prize?
Well, hopefully we win Powerball tonight.
That's it, yeah. All right, Barry, thank you so much for your time. If you're not here tomorrow, we know it's because you're doing something else. But
adding to that CV.
Taking all your money.
That's it. Jeez, it is Herbie and Josh. Okay?
Coming out from 3pm, Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
There's a criminal over in the States who mustn't be the sharpest tool in the shed.
Mm-hmm. They never really are, though, are they, if you're going
to
be...
Well, especially in the States. They seem to not know how to do crime well, you know?
Well, who does, you know?
Well, I feel like there's some people who watch a lot of Law & Order and they learn a few tricks of the trade.
From the TV shows.
Yeah. Well, you just think, like, if a bit of common sense, you know?
Yeah.
Comes into play.
I'm sure it does.
Obviously, don't commit crime.
No, that's the main thing, I'd think.
But if you're going to, be smart.
Be smart about it.
This guy, he's 67 years old and he's now facing imprisonment, time in the big jail.
Yeah.
Because he has attempted to rob some banks.
Well, yeah, that's obviously going to land you in jail. Mm. I thought it'd be, surely now we think you can't rob a bank.
That's the thing.
It's like it's too hard.
And how much money, do they even keep the money at the banks?
Like, no idea.
I wouldn't know how, I don't know what happens there actually.
Like, sure, I'm sure there's a vault. Of some sort, but would it be as big as what it was back then? Isn't everything electronic?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't
does
know.
Cash even exist? That's the question.
It's a whole other story, isn't it? But this guy, he attempted to rob a bank,
mm-hmm.
and the reason he got caught is because he wasn't obviously successful at robbing the bank.
Yep.
So he rocked up. The teller was there. He handed the teller a note.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the teller tried to read this note for ages, but could not work it out. And said, "I don't know what you're saying," and just thought the man was maybe asking for something as a check. Didn't actually know he was a bank robber because she couldn't read the note.
Oh, so it's just scribble.
It was such bad handwriting.
I mean, so the gun didn't give anything away.
I don't think they got to that stage. So he left, and then it wasn't until she said, "I just got this random note," and it took the whole team to work out what he actually had said.
So everyone's... around.
Literally.
He's trying to rob us. Oh, I get it.
Oh, your handwriting is so terrible. Yeah. So it did say, your screen won't stop. What I've got, just hand over the 10s and the 20s. Think about the other customers. So that's eventually what the note worked
decoded.
Out to read.
Yeah. Fair enough.
But it did get me thinking.
Still, even that's not really clear, is it? Even that message, you know?
It's not threatening, is it? If I read that, I'd go, ooh, 10s and 20s. Why wouldn't you say the 50s?
Why don't you say, giving me the money now?
Yeah. You know? See, you and I.
Short and sharp.
But it did get me thinking about those people who've just got terrible handwriting. Like, mine isn't the greatest, but at least you can understand it. I reckon you're pretty good at decoding things.
Okay.
So, because you can read my handwriting on the board, and as I said, it's not the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to try it out in a audio sense.
Right.
So, obviously, you don't have to read this. But you know when you're at nightclubs and it's quite difficult to figure out what someone's saying?
And you can't hear them.
Yeah. So I've said something, and I want you to try and decode it.
So you're in a nightclub, and you're letting me know?
Yeah, all yeah.
Right, let's have a listen.
As much as I appreciate the cake and the pizza, it still feels like my bathroom, so I expect another cake closer to the date. Thank you. Probably less cream.
It's something, and then you get to your birthday, and there's a cake, but I still want another cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically that.
What is it?
What is it?
Yeah.
Thank you for the cake and pizza today, but it's still a few days out from my birthday, so I expect another one closer to the date. Preferably ice cream.
There
He's got
go.
It. He's not got it. You could go rob a bank.
because I can decode things. That doesn't really work out. Driving
you home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Toby, are you a fan of The Bachelor?
I wouldn't say I'm a fan, but I've watched it. I think I go hot and cold with it. You know, some years maybe I'm more into it than others. This year, not so much.
It depends if you get hooked in early, I suppose, isn't it?
Housemate's hooked at the moment.
Oh,
she
really?
She loves it. Doesn't watch reality TV, but comes The Bachelor, can't get her away from the screen.
Well, she seems to be one of the very few, because Channel 10 has had its lowest ever primetime audience basically since the rating system has begun at 8.9%. So there's talks.
Really? Now, I don't mind Jimmy.
He's a good guy.
Tell you what, he kisses all the girls, though. I think maybe not last night. I think I saw something that he didn't do it last night.
That's weird, isn't it?
I mean, I understand you're building a bond with them all, but do you kiss them all?
To be fair, kissing's a very important part of dating someone. So, like, if you're going to make a decision, like, woof, they're a bad kisser.
They're a bad kisser. Oh, there's nothing worse, is it?
It's disappointing. Disappointing.
You will never forget a bad kiss. You can forget some good kisses, though, but a bad one lasts with you forever.
Anyway, so there's talks about whether they're going to be dumping it for a while now. So literally the last time they had a low rating was back in 2018.
Who was that?
I think it was another Bachelor show.
Was that? Well, they always get either a former. So they've had, you know,
well, they reckon
Ali or the sisters, they didn't do too well.
Yeah, well, The Bachelorette even does worse, doesn't it? Because I think people get tired, like, because if they space him out a bit, it'd be
back
a bit different, wouldn't it?
Because if you go back, Tim was the first Australian Bachelor, wasn't he? He met Anna. He's still with him. Because there's been some success. I mean, you got Sam and Snezian. I'm getting a name wrong. Yeah. They're still together. They've got kids.
So the early ones, you'd say. But I guess
Maddie J, he's with Laura. They've got a kid.
Was that before Instagram took off?
No, I think they came with you. Actually, that was back in, yeah, maybe
a while
it wasn't.
Ago.
It was
so,
well,
like, now that you think of people that join on reality TV shows.
And they're all just trying to get their profile boost.
That's right. No one that I know, but
oh, you know my backstory. One episode doesn't count, mate.
Anyway, so, yeah, I don't know whether they'll dump it or not, but it's, you know, I think some people will be disappointed.
Hypothetically, let's go back to your late 20s. Let's say Kat isn't in the picture. Mm. You get approached because, let's say, some back in the day, they weren't anyone.
Yeah, they were just a PT.
Someone saw them, pretty good looking. They've gone, you'll be good as a bachelor. If they approach you back in the day, is this something you would be interested in?
Oh, no way.
Couldn't handle that many women?
All the cameras that went, like, why? It doesn't really seem like a normal way to date someone, does it?
No, definitely not.
And, like, being one of the contestants, like one of the 12 or whatever it is, however many they have, fighting for
love. Oh. Well, that's the thing. Would you rather be the Bachelor or go on the Bachelorette and be one of the suitors?
Rather the producers, yeah. Just watch it all unfold in front
the
of you.
The snakes behind the scene.
You know? Just get to use the mansion. Actually, Osher's got a pretty good job.
He does.
In terms of the Bachelor.
Morning, ladies.
So whether they cancel or not, I mean, it'd be a huge loss to TV. And I think a lot of people get upset when their TV shows get cancelled, especially the niche ones.
Oh, I've heard many stories of people call up and complain to the station.
Oh,
why is my show cancelled? Well, you weren't watching it at the time, obviously.
So I want to put you to the test next. These are some of the shows that have been cancelled over the journey. You just have to tell me what show it is based off its theme song.
Ooh, spicy.
Just talking about The Bachelor, Herbie, and how it might be cancelled.
Yeah, well, they're saying be cancelled or could go online only to their 10 Play, is it?
Well, they reckon they've got Paramount Plus now as well.
Streaming
services.
If it's putting up on a streaming service, is it even for a reality TV show worth it, unless it's like one that's launched on a reality TV show?
As long as it's you can watch them back to back and just binge it.
Yeah.
I don't think you can do a weekly thing.
No, it's not that big.
Anyway, so these are TV shows that have once been cancelled. They might have been, you know, started up again, but we just want to see if you can guess what they are.
From their theme song.
From the theme song.
Oh,
I think you should get the first one. This is a older one. You would have grown up with it.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I'm a bit nervous.
No, you'll be fine.
Okay. Is it a game show?
No, the words were sort of in there. You can sort of hear it.
All right. Give me in.
All right, here we go.
Are they saying a word?
Yeah.
It sounds like do.
Muffled it out, though.
I'm not going to get it. No.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, that's really upset you. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
See?
Oh, Herbie.
Well, anyway, that's all right.
I did watch that as a kid too.
Everyone did.
Was Who was your favourite?
I can't remember.
Raphael.
Yeah, potentially.
Michelangelo.
Right. Next one. Here we go.
Oh, I know it. Is it? Oh, is it a crime? No, Coronation Street. Ooh, 21 Jump Street. Is that a TV show?
Is it a crime type show?
Did it? Australian?
No, American. They're cops.
They're cops. Starsky and Hutch.
No. Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
No.
I thought you would have gone that one.
Nah, I haven't watched one episode, to be honest.
This one you'll probably get.
Dun, 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 dun. Futurama?
Bang, there we go.
Is that cancelled?
It did get cancelled, then they brought it back.
Did you like Futurama?
Love it. Still love it.
Still love
Some
it.
Some of my logos on my T-shirts from Futurama.
This is true. Josh is in the printing business if everyone wants tea.
No, they're unique. alrighty, last one. This might be a harder one. So they're based at a college.
Based at a college. 90210. No. And the bell, when the bell rings?
I don't know.
Based at a
very famous rappers on this show.
Ice-T.
No. you might not know it.
Give me another clue.
So there, it's a college, but it would be anyone can sort of go to it. It's Community.
Community College?
Yeah, Community. Do you know that movie?
Oh, Community.
Yeah.
I do know it, but I was off the mark there. Yeah.
What
were
you thinking? 90210.
I don't know what I was thinking. Went and Saved the Bell? Is that a TV show? Do you know what? They were cancelled for a reason. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, clearly the theme songs weren't popular enough.
Driving you home from 3 PM, Debbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I don't know if you saw down at Eastern Beach that the Ferris wheel starting to be taken down.
It is. I love looking at the Ferris wheel because I park up at Eastern Beach car park and then make my way down. And it's a beautiful view. You look over, you've got such a great sight, and the Ferris wheel, it just brightens it up.
It makes the photos look great, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Great for the gram.
Should say, by the way, it is going to be back. They're just doing maintenance, so they've just taken off all the carriages pretty much right now.
Because it would get quite cold. I don't know many people hopping on a Ferris wheel when it's freezing.
Yeah, and also maintenance needs to happen. Like, for any big ride, I think that's one of the big things. I don't know the last time I was on a Ferris wheel.
That's a good point. Oh, no, I did go to one last year, I think, in summer. Yeah, the Rye Carnival. Know how that...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, went with some friends and thought, nostalgic, let's hop in the Ferris wheel. When was the last time you hopped in one?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Do you like a Ferris wheel?
Yeah. I always wanted to go on that big one... Well, one down at Eastern Beach, first of all, because we were supposed to do that when you first got here.
We were.
But we never organised it. And then it just gets by the wayside, doesn't it?
It does. Well, we're going to have to. Well, at least when it comes back, it'll be new and improved.
That's it. That's exactly right. So, didn't know this one, but the Ferris wheel was actually named after its creator. How's this? His name was George Washington Gale Ferris.
So, wait. George Washington Gale Ferris.
Yeah, so I thought, well, that's like four names in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it sounds like the president. But yeah, Ferris was his last name. The first one was made in 1893.
1893?
It was 80 metres high. Yeah.
What was it made out of back then?
Wood, I don't know. It was, but it would have cost about $6 million to make today, based on how they did it.
Oh, I don't know if I'd be trusting one back in 1893.
Yeah. I don't know how they would have run it. Tallest one is sitting at 165 metres high.
Oh.
Do you feel always safe in a Ferris wheel? I feel like I would never be scared.
Not scared, but if you're scared of heights, I guess being up that high you would. But they go so slow. That's probably my one flaw.
I think it's
a
very calm thing.
A lot of people have their dates. If you look at the movies, you go to the carnival and you have a date and you have your first kiss while in the Ferris wheel.
Mm.
That hasn't happened to me, but I've seen it in movies.
Yeah, and it looks great. Looks like a great moment to do it.
I'd love to have that happen to me.
And then finally, so you know the London Eye?
Oh, yeah.
So they were supposed to open up on New Year's Eve of 1999, but then something went wrong and they had to open it. So they did the big ceremony.
Yeah.
And then a month later was the first ride.
Oh.
Because I didn't have enough power or something to get it right, which just seems like...
Surely what's the point?
That's the one thing you'd
have. And they would have been building it for years.
Yeah. You would have known that you need something to help it work and move. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955.
Driving you home from 3pm. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah.
All right, Herbs, let's get your thoughts, daily topics, see where you sit on everything.
Yeah.
Sure.
Never, no, no, no.
Correct. Yeah, no, no, yeah, for yes. Kicking off with this man, Dean Boxall.
Yeah.
This is Dean Boxall, the greatest celebration coach at the Olympics.
The only Dean Boxall that I know.
Titmus's coach.
That's right.
Yeah.
So he's finally spoken out about how after the celebration, obviously went viral, grabbing onto the rail and shaking it violently.
Static for her.
And like how there was a negative reaction from overseas and sort of like he felt like he couldn't be himself and whatever it was. And he said, well, what do you do when someone that you're coaching beats probably the greatest swimmer of all time? You know,
exactly.
I'm not going to sit there and have a cup of tea. You know, he's like, I just had to react. And I thought, what a great, yeah, it's so
But that's
true.
What I love. I'd hope anyone in that situation would react that way.
Passion. He cares.
And I think especially for Titmus, for her to see that reaction would show how much her coach really does.
Yeah, their relationship.
Respect her and how he wants the best for her. Sorry, America, because that was where it came from. Yeah. They can actually just shut up. Like, get your own coaches that celebrate as hard as ours.
Next one, IKEA.
Mixed emotions. IKEA food, great.
Really?
The place itself is big.
Everyone rates their food for some reason. I'm not a fan of it.
But it's just cheap. It's cheap.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, it's still my money. Take it now because it is that cheap. I can have 8 hot dogs because it's going to cost me $8.
Meagering's cheap. Get that. That's
I know. Like,
don't go to a shop that makes furniture to get a meal.
But it's something about it. They've got ice cream too. Soft serve machines.
Do they?
Of course they do.
I'm back in.
I don't know about the furniture, but the food, yes.
So the Canadian branch is creating instructions on how you can repurpose some of its products. So, for instance, you know the big bags that they've got?
Like those blue ones. Yellow handles. Yeah.
You can turn them into certain things and some of their products that you might buy and then you no longer have a use for.
See, I love this because it's reusing stuff, but it also takes a person who has a lot of motivation in their life. Like you and I on a weekend, we'd read this and go, great idea.
Like the
ask you on Monday, we haven't done it.
Like the people that laminate their kitchens with the, you know, you see on the Kmart pages.
Yeah.
I mean, that's staged, let's be honest. Last one, volunteering to umpire.
Nah,
we need umpires in sport.
Yeah.
A lot of respect for them.
Yeah.
Personally, it's a hard job. I wouldn't do it because it's so much easier to play the game and then you can give abuse and you're always ready to critique the umps. But I had to fill in once and I thought, my gosh, this is hard.
It's a hard gig. Shout out to all those that do it. And you shouldn't yell at them because they're just doing it to help us and actually have a game. But in Darwin, there was a bit of controversy because they had to launch an investigation because they thought that the goal umpire had had too many drinks. And it was such a close game and a close finish that they did an investigation into the game because it was so close. Turns out, the results stood a 1-point win in the finals. But, had too many. And
how
people...
many has he had if he's thinking it's gone through different goalposts? Well, there's a big gap between them.
Apparently there was a few mistakes on the night and everyone was just like, wow, this guy, he's sunk a few tinnies. So
my man.
Drink responsibly if you're going to do it and just maybe wait till after the game, you know.
Fair enough.
Result. Heavy. Tell you what, some days you rock up to work like that.
Driving you home from 3pm. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.